Hello, and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction, which can be found at coffeecompass.com/blog. This is Jim, and I can be found in Iztapaluca, Mexico. Since there was so much interest on our blog regarding the verification process that we had to go through with our van, I thought I would do a little live blogging today, because I'm going to see if I can renew the verification. So this should be a little bit more straightforward because we already have the sticker. They know that it is possible and that it can be done. I'm going back to the same place, so if they did it wrong, it's their own fault. So I've got all my paperwork with me, copies of everything, so hopefully it will be fairly straightforward and simple this time, but you just never know. So this is maybe going to be interesting, and hopefully it won't be too interesting. Hopefully it'll be pretty straightforward. Just as a quick review, the verification process is done on vehicles that reach a certain age. Fortunately, ours is a newer vehicle. It's a 2003, which we're very thankful for, and so we are able to get a what's called a zero sticker, which means we can drive every day. There are restrictions on who can drive what day as a means to cut down on the pollution and smog in Mexico City. So if we get a zero sticker, which we have, we can drive every day. If we don't have a zero sticker, well, there's other stickers as well, but if we had nothing, we wouldn't be able to drive one Saturday a month, we wouldn't be able to drive one day a week, and we wouldn't be able to drive any morning from, I think it's 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. So as you can imagine, having a zero sticker is a big advantage. So I am on my way, and I will let you know what happens as it happens. All right, so far so good. I'm on the grounds of the verificentro. Some guy's coming to talk to me.
Placas, patrón.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. Placas son americanas, no la nacionalidad.
De Canadá.
Canadá.
Sí. Solamente necesito renovar mi verificación.
Ah, sí.
Este, 6 meses.
¿Qué modelo es ese?
¿Mande?
¿Qué modelo es?
Astro 2003.
Ok, muy bien, Pablo.
Gracias.
¿De qué lado? De las 3:30, por favor.
Ok, gracias.
Sí.
Okay, they were a little confused about what I was doing here, but anyway, I was trying to tell you. So far, so good. I am on the grounds of the Vicentro. They let me right in, which is more than they did before. And he just came up to me saying, "Hey, your plates aren't from around here." As if that just kind of disqualified me right away. "Hey, what are you doing here? Why are you here?" But anyway, I told him, I stumbled over a word there, but I told him that they're from Canada and I just need to renew them, renew my verification. It's been 6 months. So here we are. There's four lines. So I think there's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. About 14 vehicles waiting, 15 in line. But I have a feeling it's not gonna take too long. So let's see how it goes. Okay, this is a bit of a coincidence. Guess who drove up behind me? Yeah, Rod and Maya Fry. This was definitely not planned, but they are coming right behind me to get their van verified, so we'll see if we both have success. It's nice to have a little backup, you know, when I'm getting this done, just in case. Okay, another good sign. I got the same friendly guy I spent quite a bit of time with last time. And so we chatted for a while. He's appalled that I have not been to the beach, you know, since we moved here. And so we were talking about all the different beaches and which ones are the best and so on. Hello, brother. ¿Dónde?
Ahí. Este es amigo del que me platicabas la otra vez.
Ah. Ah, sí.
Sí, le avances otra vueltita, por favor.
Ok. Alright, sorry. Yeah, he was appalled that I had not been to the beach since like we got here. So he's telling me all about the different beaches and which ones are close. So that's cool. I paid. It was about $20, I would imagine, Canadian. So I've got my little thing. So the biggest challenge last time, I think, was the fact that the computer would not accept the fact that I could get a zero sticker. So that part is yet to come. So we'll see. All right. Lady came and asked for my papers, and she looked through them and had this confused look on her face, but she just went to the computer, and she's working on it, and now she's got another guy with her, and they're both looking and talking about it. So, okay, now he's looking back at me. All right, I am next in line, so now I'm out of my vehicle, and they take it from here, so all I have to do is wait and see. Gracias. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, come on.
My van doesn't want to go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a zero sticker. I was a little thrown off there for a second because it doesn't have on it a big, huge zero like the last one did. It just is kind of a different looking sticker. So I was a little bit concerned just for a moment, but then I looked it all over and it is indeed a zero. So we're all good. It went fairly smoothly after that. They checked it. They have to check they do some stuff with the exhaust and check under the hood and stuff like that, and enter all the information in their computer, and then they pull it out, and then you have a few minutes of suspense waiting to find out if you're going to get a zero sticker or not. And then the guy comes and asks you where you want to put on your sticker, which I'm afraid he caught me completely off guard. I was a little confused about what he was asking me. I thought he was asking me where I'd paid, but he was asking me where he should stick it. So anyway, we got that confusion cleared up, and I've got the sticker. So there you go, the adventure of the sticker. And by the way, I talked to Rod while I was waiting for the last little part of the vehicle stuff to be done there, and he let me know that they think that Alejandra and the baby are going to be released this afternoon. They're not entirely sure about the baby, but it's looking pretty good. So I think that things are going well for them. So just a little update for you. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me. Now I don't have to worry for another 6 months. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. 6 months from now, we probably will not be here because we'll be in Canada. So I may just have to get it. I guess I'll have to get it done when I get back. Hope that doesn't cause any further complications, but hopefully not. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Finding Direction, and come visit our website anytime at contracompass.com/blog. And remember, you can get this podcast right in iTunes. Sign up for it, and it'll automatically download the most recent little entries. Bye for now.